Good day, my beloved brothers and sisters in Christ. Today I would like to share with all of you a message given by Saint Michael the Archangel to Luz de Maria on July 23, 2023. Before listening to the message, I would like to invite all of you to pray this prayer with me, beseeching our Lord Jesus Christ to guide us and give us the grace of knowing the truth. And with trust and confidence, please join me and say, O most loving Jesus, goodness beyond understanding and power infinite, thank you for loving me so much to the point of dying for me, and for giving me so many graces and gifts. O most loving Savior, I implore thee to help me, that I may always love thee above all things and trust in thee at all times. I beseech thee, to deliver me from the many treacherous lies and deceitful words of false prophets and teachers, but most of all, guide me and help me to always be vigilant and careful, so that I may never be deceived. Amen. Message by Saint Michael the Archangel to Luz de Maria on July 23, 2023. Dearly beloved children of our King and Lord Jesus Christ, I come to you by divine will. I come in order to invite you to be creatures of faith and perpetual adorers of Jesus in the sacrament. In this way, hearts of stone will succeed in allowing the great maker of life to shape them with a chisel, according to his will. Children of our King and Lord Jesus Christ, I bring you great joy. At the time of humanity's greatest trial, divine and infinite mercy will show the human race that it is not alone, but on the contrary, that will be when it will be most fully accompanied by the Father's house and our Queen and Mother. The Holy Spirit shows himself with strength, even when a human being's faith is like a mustard seed. When human beings have true faith is when the greatest miracles occur among the children of our King and Lord Jesus Christ. Signs and signals have not kept you waiting. Everything that has been announced is progressing without stopping. Human free will causes great evil when it gives free rein to its arrogance. You will wait for the divine will. And you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. Beware! Do not be alarmed, for all this must come to pass. But it is not yet the end. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines and earthquakes in various places. But all this is only the beginning of the pains of labor. Mark chapter 13 verse 7. War is coming, and in his mad desire for power, man will use atomic energy. Our King and Lord Jesus Christ will intervene to stop the war, thereby preventing man from raising his hand in order to put an end to the earth. Children of our King and Lord Jesus Christ, I see at you looking for dates or chronologies of events to know if what has been announced in the prophecies has been fulfilled or is near. Where is your faith? Wherever you are, I beg you to continue without fear of what must be fulfilled. It is necessary. For your own sake, maintain your faith without living in fear. It is important that you increase your faith in order to be able to discern and not be confused, becoming lukewarm. I see those who are searching for a chronology of the times. They seek to give meaning to the events of daily life in order to anticipate and feel safe in the light of the revelations and that which all of you experience as human beings and as part of the mystical body of Christ. The signs and signals are coming to fulfillment within God's will. What you have not considered is that the Most Holy Trinity can cancel a decree made known in a prophecy on account of the strong and firm prayer of some children of God, who keep offering up their lived experience of the Eucharistic celebration, receiving the Holy Eucharist in a state of grace and living each act or work in the constant practice of prayer. Be attentive, children of our King and Lord Jesus Christ. Children of our Queen and Mother, pay attention. Humanity has fallen into total debauchery. Chaos is not lying in wait for humanity, humanity is in chaos. Pray, children of our King and Lord Jesus Christ, pray for the youth who still keep God in their hearts and hold to the commandments of God's law. Pray for the young people who walk without God in their hearts, that they would return to the fold. Pray, children of our King and Lord Jesus Christ, pray, famine will encompass more countries until it becomes general. This is not solely the result of nature, but of the man of power. Pray, children of our King and Lord Jesus Christ, pray and live out your prayer. Australia will suffer, France, oh France, she will be devastated. Pray, children of our King and Lord Jesus Christ, pray, the water of the seas is stirred up, bringing sea creatures closer that are dangerous for humanity. Pray, children of our King and Lord Jesus Christ, pray, I am humanity's protector, I keep you all guarded so that evil would not touch you. Do your duty as true children of our King and Lord Jesus Christ and of our Queen and Mother, maintain unity in families, be protectors of children, handed over to evil by those who are obeying the Antichrist. Keep holding the hand of our Queen and Mother, do not separate yourselves from her who loves you. Be certain that by keeping your faith firm, you will come to taste the true peace promised by the Most Holy Trinity for those who remain faithful. Go forth, invoking your guardian angels, they constantly protect you. Keep in mind the prayer of the Holy Rosary, pray it with your hearts. I love you, people of our King and Lord Jesus Christ, I bless you. Saint Michael the Archangel. Hail Mary most pure, conceived without sin. Hail Mary most pure, conceived without sin. Hail Mary most pure, conceived without sin. Commentary of Luz de Maria. Brothers and sisters, let us reflect on this message of Saint Michael the Archangel and let us pray, asking for his protection. Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle, be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, thrust into hell Satan and all evil spirits who wander through the world for the ruin of souls. Amen. O glorious Prince Saint Michael, Chief and Commander of the Heavenly Hosts, Guardian of souls, vanquisher of rebel spirits, servant in the house of the divine King and our admirable conductor. You who shine with excellence and superhuman virtue, deliver us from all evil who turn to you with confidence, and enable us by your gracious protection to serve God more and more faithfully every day. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thine intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me, Amen. To you, O blessed Joseph, do we come in our afflictions, and having implored the help of your most holy spouse, we confidently invoke your patronage also. Through that charity which bound you to the Immaculate Virgin Mother of God and through the paternal love with which you embrace the child Jesus, we humbly beg you graciously to regard the inheritance which Jesus Christ has purchased by his blood and with your power and strength to aid us in our necessities. O most watchful guardian of the Holy Family, defend the chosen children of Jesus Christ. O most loving Father, ward off from us every contagion of error and corrupting influence. O our most mighty protector, be kind to us and from heaven assist us in our struggle with the power of darkness. As once you rescued the child Jesus from deadly peril, so now protect God's holy church from the snares of the enemy and from all adversity. Shield too, each one of us by your constant protection, so that supported by your example and your aid, we may be able to live piously, to die in holiness, and to obtain eternal happiness in heaven. Amen. Let us also recite the act of contrition together, to ask God for forgiveness over all of the mortal, venial, and public sins which we have committed. That he may grant us the grace to feel remorseful over all these sins, bring us to true repentance, and to give us the necessary graces to do all the penances in atonement for our sins and to never commit these grievous sins anymore. O my God, I am heartily sorry for having offended thee, and I detest all my sins because of thy just punishments, but most of all because they offend thee, my God, who art all good and deserving of all my love. I firmly resolve with the help of thy grace to sin no more and to avoid the near occasion of sin. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you for watching, and may God pour down an abundance of graces and blessings upon all of us. Till next time, stay blessed and keep praying.